Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're holding here on Nedarim Daf Chav Beis, and we have to mashem from yesterday the sugya of Poisim Becharata. Now, the sugya of Poisim Becharata, it's a pretty straightforward sugya, but nevertheless, from the Rishonim in the sugya, we can be medayik in yanim of the entire concept of Hataras Nedarim. And therefore, it's very important to go through the sugya properly. Now, so just to be makdim, the concept of Hataras Nedarim, so the Mishnah tells us in Chagiga Daf Yud, that Hat Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir Ve'ein Lehem Amashi Yismoichu, that the side of Hat Nedarim, like Rashi over there is Masbir, is Tarash Baal Peh. The Gemara does bring a medrash, the Pasuk says, Lo Yachal Dvaroi Hu En Emechel Aval Acherim Moichlin Loi, that from there it is Mashma, the concept of Hataras Nedarim, but nevertheless, the Mishnah is Koveya, that this is not an Ikar Drasha, but rather the Ikar is from Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam, in Shavuos Perek Vav Halacha Beis, writes clearly, V'dovar zah en lo Ikar klal b'Torah Shebaksav, elakach lamdo mimoshe Rabbeinu mipi ha-Kabbalah, shezeh ha-Kosov li'achot varo, shelo yechal al hu be'atzmoy, derach kalos roish, aval im nichim v'chozor b'ichocha matzoloi. So the Rambam says that even though there is a mashmais from the Pasuk of Lo'achal Devarai, but nevertheless the Iker of Hataras Nedarim is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Now, so in this Torah Sheba'al Peh of Hataras Nedarim, so Chazal understood that there are two ways of being matter the Neder, and one is called Pesach and one is called Charata. Now, what is called Pesach? Pesach is what the Gemara says that Adaitit Dehochi Nadris, that when a person makes a neder, so sometimes he didn't realize one of the factors of the metzias, that if he would have realized this factor, he wouldn't have taken the neder. That's what they called Pesach. What is called Charata? Charata means the person feels bad about the fact that he made the neder. Like the Gemara says, Kadot Tois, if a person goes back, he thinks it was a mistake what he made the neder, and that is what we call Charata. And so we'll see in the Rishonim that there are three different ways to look at these two different parshias of Hataras Nedarim. One is to say that there's two different parshias. The other way is to say that they're both really midin tois. And the third way is to say that they're both really midin charata. Now, with that hakdama, so let's go start to look at the Rishonim themselves. The Ran, so he's really says the most straightforward of the Rishonim. So he writes that there's a difference between Pesach and a Charata, and he learns that what does it mean ein poischa mecharata? What it means is that Charata, according to this tzad, is not a valid way of being matter the neder, but rather the only way to be matter the neder is only through Pesach. So the Ran explains that what is the difference between Pesach and Charata? That shehaneder kishu nita bePesach mochiach mitoicha shehu neder tois. That when a person makes a Pesach, so that proves that the neder is really a neder tois, and tois is something that it makes sense that it should be mevatel the neder. So that's really the key words in the Ran, that Pesach has a milah over charata, because Pesach has the inyan of tois, and tois is something that we understand is a reason to be mevatel neder. So meaning that the manda amar of ein poisim b'charata, he holds that the only way that we can have a taras neder is only by Pesach and not by charata, because according to the Ran, the only way to be matter a neder is only making it into a tois, and not by charata, that doesn't make it into a tois. Now, the Ran doesn't explain what the tzad of poisim b'charata is, but it seems from the Ran that that's clear that a charata is not a Pesach, meaning it doesn't turn the neder into a tois, but nevertheless, a person can be matter nedarim. Why? Like we said, halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, in the Shitas HaRan, that there's a difference between the side of a Pesach and the side of a Charata, so there's a possible nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, for the machlekes, the Mabit and the Maharit. That the Mabit, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tzadik Ches, so he's mechadish, that the whole concept of Hataras Nedarim by Pesach is only midrabanan. Why is that? Because says the Mabit, Hare the Ran says that the side of the Het and Nedarim of a Pesach is because it's a tois. And if so, says the Mabit, Hare, B'chol tar kula, whenever a person has a tois, so that ma'isa b'tois is mizbato me'atzmoy, even without coming before any chacham. If a person does a mekach b'tois, so it's not chal. If a person does a kiddushin b'tois, it's not chal. There's no concept of a chacham being matter a kiddushin or a chacham being matter a mekach. And so too, says the Mabit, the min ha'toira, that when a person is being mevatel a neder through a Pesach, so min ha-Torah it's batal me'elov. The Maharit in Chelek Aleph Simen Yutes, so he disagrees with the Maharit disagrees with Maharit that even a neder which is being neder from a Pesach, the yisoid of Hatar Sedarim from a Chacham is a din Torah, meaning that if he doesn't come before the Chacham, then midaraisa, even though he has a Pesach, midaraisa, the neder is still chal. And the Maharit, so he actually has a kasha on the Mabit from our sugyo. The Maharit has a question that there's a mando amar in the Gemara that ain't poskim b'charata, that there's no such thing as charata. And Harei, the Mabit says that when you have a Pesach, then you don't need a hataras nedarim in ha-Torah. So if that's the case, then when, asked the Maharit, when do you ever need the concept of hataras nedarim? Harei, when you have a Pesach, then me'atzma yetzmuter. And when you have a charata, then you can't be matarit. So when is there a gzeres akosuv, when there is a halach mishmisina of hataras nedarim in the first place? So lemaise, that kasha, so Reb David Pavarsky is masbir, that the Mabit only said his halacha lemaskana. Dahainu, that la halacha that we paskin, that paiskin becharata, that there is such a thing as a neder which is huter becharata, then and only then did the Mabit say that when you have a Pesach, then you actually don't need a chacham min hatera. And Adrabba, says Reb David, that the Mabit had a kasha, that haray, if there's only one makor of Hataras Nedarim, the Hainu that we learn from this Halach Mishmi Sinai, it's mistaber that there's only one parasha of Hataras Nedarim. And if the Ran tells us that really Pesach and Charata are two different parashiyos, then it doesn't make sense that there's two different ways of making of Hataras Nedarim. So according to the Tzad, that Ein Poischem B'Charata, so in Echinami, the Gezeras HaKosov was said, meaning the Halach Mishmi Sinai was said, that a Pesach is matter. However, according to the Tzad, that you can also be matir with a charata, then it didn't make sense to the Mabit that you can make two, and therefore the Mabit was machriach, that it must be that a Pesach doesn't need a chacham in ha-Torah, and therefore the Hataras Nedarim was only said on charata. Now there's an interesting thing in the Tosfos Rid, in our sugya, so in Dibur Maschal Ein Chacham, so he actually writes that the Svara is like the Mabit, that Misvara, a person would say, that because a person that has a Pesach, so his neder was betois, so he really shouldn't need to go to the chacham in ha-Torah. That misvara, there's no difference between a neder betois, a neder with a pesach, or a mekach tois. However, says the Tosfos Rid, the gzeras hakosuv of hu einu meichel aval acherim meichel loy, that is what's mechadish to us, that there's a din migzeras hakosuv min ha-Torah to be matir bifnei ha-chacham. Al kopanim, that is the shitas haran, that the yisoid of pesach and the yisoid of charata are two different parshias, that the pesach is midin tois, and a charata is not min din tois, and there was a theoretical nafkamina according to the Shita Saran, which is in the Shita Samabit. Dahainu, that the Mabit is machalik befoil between a Pesach and charata, that a Pesach doesn't need a hataras chacham min ha-Torah, whereas a charata does, and that possibility is obviously only nogea according to the Ran, that Pesach and charata are two different parshias. Later we'll see that there's going to be nafkaminas of the Ran, legabi, that he's not going to hold of the other nafkaminas, that we'll be saying according to the other Rishonim. Now, the second Mahalich in Poisim B'Charata can be found in the Shitas HaRitva. The Ritva, Dibur HaMaschel, Kosover, in Poisim B'Charata, so he writes that what is bad about Charata? Why is the Ritzad that Charata is no good? So he writes, Shehu Pesach Kal. That the problem with the Charata is, it's a Pesach Kal. So the Ritva, right away, from the beginning, he explains to us that he disagrees with the Ran, that the Ran claims that a Charata is inherently different than a Pesach, that no, that a Charata is also a Pesach. Nervos, it's a Pesach Kal. So why is it a Pesach Kal? So that he explains later, that what is the Pesach of a Charata? That when a person is saying Charata, so what is he Be'atzim saying? He's saying that when I took the Neder, the reason why I took the neder is because I wasn't 100% Mishav B'dayti. I was Bekas. Because I was Bekas, that's why I made the neder. If I would have had the Yishuv Hadas that I have now, the words of the Ritvar, if I had the lave that I have right now, then if I would have had this heart, then I wouldn't have made the neder. So therefore, the Ritvar calls this a Pesach as well, that just like when a person says that if I would have known about different things, I wouldn't have made the nether. So too, if I would have had a different heart, I wouldn't have made the nether. That's also considered a Pesach. Now, why is it called a Pesach Kal? Why is it worse than every other Pesach? So when that the Ritva says, because lemaisa, I didn't have the heart that I have now. Whereas in a regular Pesach, I had the capability of knowing this other piece of information. Akopanim, but we see in the Ritva that he disagrees with the Ran. The Pesach and Chavrata are not two different parshias, but rather it's the same parsha, just one's a Pesach Kal, one's a Pesach better than Kal, and the Machlokes in the Gemara is that is a Pesach Kal also a Pesach, and the Maskana is that it is, that we can also make a Pesach with a Chavrata. What is the Nafkamina of the Shitas HaRitva? So there's an interesting thing in the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Simen Reish Chav Ches, in the end of Siv Zayin, V'nogu l'hachmer v'lasos min hacharata Pesach, that if a person comes to the Chacham and tells us that he wants to make a charata, so we say, okay, that's good, but we have a better idea for you. That if you would have known that you're going to be mischaret, would you have made a neder? And he says no. And then v'az matirin lay, then we can be mad to him because we turned his charata into a Pesach. The Be'etzem, in every charata, you can always make a Pesach, because if he would have known that he's going to be mischaret, he wouldn't have made the neder in the first place. So the question is that why? What is the shorish of this chumrah of this minig lahachmir? So the Shach in Sifkot and Tezvav, so he has an interesting idea. So he says that because the Ran tells us by us that there's a halacha that you can't have a charata if it's not a charata d'mei kara. Dahainu, that a charata is only good if you say that I wish I never would have made the neder. But if I say that I was really happy that I made the neder, just right now it causes me problems. Says the Ran, that's not a good charata. So the Shach tells us that when a person comes and tells us that he wants to make a charata, so we ask him, that do you have a real charata? Or maybe you're just saying that now you don't like it. So he tells us that no, that I'm really upset about the fact that I always made the neder. So the Shach says that maybe he's not 100% in touch with himself. Maybe he's really playing with us. Really, he was happy that he made it at the beginning, or just now he's mischaret. So that's why if you do this, if you turn the charata into a Pesach, then you're really saying him very clearly. You're asking him that if you would have known that you would have made the charata, would you have never made the neder? So that clearly is something which is me'ikara. You're being oikar the neder from the beginning. The Peshas neder, he's clearly saying that he wouldn't have made the neder. And that, says the Shach, is a more clear way of making a hatar sandarim, because there's no chash of maybe not being a charata me'ikara. The Rav Aaron Yaffin, in his Miluim to the Chidush HaRitva Nedarim, so he says that with the Ritva by us, so we can say a much more simple explanation of this Minig Lahachmer. And that is because really the side of every Charata is to be a Pesach, that there's not just a thing as Stam, I'm a Scharet, and therefore it should be Mutter. But rather, that when I'm saying a Charata, what am I basically saying? I'm saying that this Neder was Betois. So, says Rav Yaffin, that it makes sense to speak out the Yisoid HaHeter the way it's really being matter. Dahainu, that if a person just says, I'm Mischaret, that's not really why it's being mutter. The reason why there's such a thing as being matter Nedarim with Charata is because it's a Pesach. In Echinami, it's a Pesach Kal, but it's a Pesach. And therefore, the proper way to phrase the Heter of Acharata is Davka Ayidei, turning it into a Pesach. In a Chanami, the phraseology is only a Chumra Darabanan, and that is the Chumra, and that is the Minig. However, it makes more sense then to say this Chash, that the Shach is Mechadish, but rather, according to Ritva, it's very gleich why it makes sense, Midarabanan, to make such a Chumra. Now, it's important to be Mitzayin, something that Rav Yaffin also points out, that is that the Pashas Divrei HaGemara is much more like the Ritva. Why? Because the words Paischem Bicharata, Pashtus mean, the word is Paischem mean, it means to make a Pesach. And what's the next word? Bicharata. It's Mashma from the Gemara that the side of the Heter Charata is Midin Pesach. However, he points out that if you look at the Mefarish, so we'll see a different explanation of this phraseology, of this term Paischem Bicharata, that according to him, there's no Raya to the Ritva. So the Mefarish says, She'en Chacham Rasha Liftoyach, V'loimer Loi Nedarta Daita Dahachi, Dahainu, that when we say Paisum Bicharata, it's not referring to the Yisoid HaHeter, but rather it's referring to the act of the Chacham, that the Chacham, when he starts to speak to the person coming in front of him, so the question is if he is allowed to start the conversation with the Yisoid of a Charata. Maybe he's only allowed to start the conversation with talking him about different the Heter of Pesach, but Al Kopanim, when it says Paischin, it's not referring to the Yisoid of the Heter Nedarim of Pesach, but rather just opening the conversation. And therefore, according to Mefarish, there's no raya from the phraseology of Paischem Bicharata to the Shitas HaRitva that Charata is really Midin Pesach. Now, the third Mahalich in this Gemara can be found in Rashi in Erevin Daf Samach Dalet. Rashi in Erevin Daf Samach Dalet is Masber a whole different pshat, that when it says Paisim Mecharata or Ein Paisim Mecharata, it's not referring to the two Mahalchim of Pesach and Mecharata, but rather, the question is something else. Dahainu, that maybe when a person wants to be Matar Neder, it's enough to just come before the Chacham and say, you know, I would really like this Neder to not exist anymore. That's called Ein Paisim Mecharata. Ein Paisim Mecharata means that when a person comes to the Chacham, he doesn't need to have Charata. Whereas Paisim Mecharata, according to Rashi, means that when a person wants to be Matar Neder, he needs to have Charata. Dahainu, that this sugi is referring to the whole concept of Hataras Nedarim. Does Hataras Nedarim need any kind of Charata on the behalf of the Neder? Then, according to Rashi, the emes is that it would be mashma the opposite. It would be mashma that every time there would be a matter, we're calling that Charata. And the question is just, do you need the Charata or do you not need the Charata? This opinion, this mahalich, is also the mashmais of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Shavuos Perek Vav, so he says, Misha nishba Shavuos bitoi v'nicham al Shavuosoi v'rosho hu mitztar em yikayim Shavuozu v'nefcha daito ledas acheres. That oisha noilo ledovar shelo haya bedaito b'shas ha-Shavua v'nicham bigloloi harei zenish al-Chocham echad or l'shloish ha-Hadeitois u'matiron al-Shavuosoi. That the Rambam says that there's such a thing as Hataras Nedarim, and the Rambam only speaks about Charata. He says V'nicham, and when he speaks about the concept of Pesach, where he writes Oishe Noilad Loidover Shaloh Haya Bedaitoi B'Shas HaShvua, but the Rambam says V'nicham B'Glali, that the whole concept of having a Pesach is that the Pesach is the reason why I feel bad that I made this neder. Now, the Rambam never, in the whole Hemshech of the Perek, he never mentions that there's such a thing of Pesach without coming onto Nichem. Like we said, that even in the case of that there's something that he wouldn't have made the neder, wouldn't have made the neder if he would have known this, the Yisoida Heter, according to the Rambam, is V'nicham Biglali. So in the Rambam, it's Mashma, like the Rashi, that every time that a person makes a Pesach, really the reason why it's Mutter is only because of the Charata. What is the Nafkamina of the Shitas, the Rashi and the Rambam? So the Gra, and the beginning of Reish Chav Ches, so he says a very simple nafkamina, that what if a person makes a Pesach, but that he knows that if I would have known a certain thing, I wouldn't have made this neder. However, do I feel bad about the fact that I made the neder? Absolutely not. I'm very happy. The truth is that I wouldn't have made it. And now the truth is that I would rather that it wouldn't have existed right now. And that's why I'm coming to be matter the neder. But do I feel bad? I certainly do not feel bad about the fact that I made a neder. That's called a Pesach without Charata. Says the Gra, that according to the Rambam, that there's no such thing as a Pesach without Charata. The whole concept of being Matan Nedarim b'Pesach is only because that's a reason why I have Charata. So that's going to be a nafkamina between the other Rishonim against Rashi and the Rambam, that according to Rashi and the Rambam, even when you have a Pesach, you also have to come on to Charata. So to summarize the Shittas, we have the Shittas HaRitva, that every time that a person makes a Charata, it's only Bidin Pesach. But there's no two Parshias, it's all a Parsha of Pesach. The Hainu, it's a Parsha of Toys. What's the nafkamina of the Shitas HaRitva? The nafkamina is for the Chumrah of the Ramah, that therefore lechatchila a person should always turn his Charata into a Pesach. On the other extreme, we have the Shitas Rashi and the Rambam, that every time that a person is being Matar Neder, whether it's Pesach or whether it's Charata, it's always Midin Charata. That what's the nafkamina of the Shitas Rashi and the Rambam? Nafkamina is that if a person has a Pesach without Charata, he cannot be Matar the Neder. And lastly, we have the Shitas Haran, which is the mainstream view, that really Pesach and Charata are really two different mahalchim. The Pesach is midin tois, and Charata is not midin tois. And therefore, when you have a Pesach, you don't need to have Charata. When you have Charata, you don't need to have a Pesach. And also, like we said, the idea of the Mabit, that when a person has a Pesach, then min ha-Torah, he doesn't need to come before the Chacham at all, but rather only with a Charata he has to come before the Chacham. Obviously, this chilek is also only Nagaya according to the Ran, the Pesach and Charata are two different parshias. Now for today's daf, so the Gemara goes at length to discuss how horrible it is for a person to make a neder, and this is not something that I want to speak about right now, but Be'ezat Hashem will be misyachis to it later when we speak about the difference between Nedarim and Shavuos. Now afterwards, the Gemara has a long sikya about Kas, and Parenthetically, the Gemara says that if a person has an issue with Kaas, so a good idea would be to come to move to Israel, because in Israel there's no, the Kaas is not so bad. It's a Venosan Hashem Lecha Shom Levragos, that in Chus Aretz and Bavel there's a lot of Kaas and not in Eretz Israel. But in the context of this Gemara about Kaas, so the Gemara tells us an interesting story, that the Gemara says that Ula b'meski la'aretz Yisrael, when Ula was coming to Eretz Yisrael, islavu l'utrein b'nei Chuzai. The Mefarish and the Rosh say that these Bnei Chuzai were actually Jewish people, that the Rahman al-Assam, they turned into bandits. Shachte l'chavre. So he killed his friend. Amalei l'ula. Yehus avdi. He asked Ula, did I do good? Amalei in. Uprale beis ha-shchita. So Ula told him, yeah, that was, it was a great idea what you just did, that you killed him. And Adrabo, you should finish it off. Why did you stop? Why did you only shecht most of the way? You should finish it off. Prale beis ha-shchita. He also the commander Rabbi Yochanan, when Ula came to Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, Amalei Dilma Chas V'Shalom Mechziki Yedei Ovir Avero. So he had a little bit of a conscience about what he did. That maybe it wasn't good that he told this Bnei Chuzai that it was a good thing that you did. Uprali Beis HaShchita. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said, don't worry about it. Nafshal Chitzalta, that because you were saving your life, so it was B'Seder Gomer what you did. So the question is, what exactly was Ula telling this Ben Chuzai to do? When he said that Prale Beis HaShchita, that I think you should be Prale Beis HaShchita, and that was Kanira the thing that he had afterwards, second thoughts, that he had a guilty conscience about the fact that he said this Prale Beis HaShchita. So what exactly what was he telling him to do? That, or in other words, that was he really doing anything to quicken the death of this person? So Kanira that the Meiri was bothered by this question, and that's why in the Meiri, so he writes that the MS, this entire story with the Bnei Chuzai only happened after the person had completely ceased to be alive. That the person, when he was saying Prale Beis HaShchita, he was just saying that he was completely dead, and just do a Maisa Ba'alma of, I don't know, to show that you, it's a, that I'm really happy about it. But there was no inyan of Shvichos Damim involved. But if you look at the Rosh, that in the Masech of Prale Beis HaShchita, so the Rosh wants to know why exactly Ula was saying this. So he says, first of all, Machmas Meir Hechzik Yadav, that first of all, he was scared that he would kill him, like Rabbi Yochanan told him afterwards. The Gam, says the Rosh, Kidei Shiyimaher Lamos, that the reason why he told him that Prale Beis HaShchita is because he had Rachmanus on this guy, and in order that he should die quicker, so he thought it was a good idea, it was in the best interest of this guy that he should, that the Bnei Chuzai should be Parle Beis HaShchita. So in the Rosh, we see a Mayur Dekechidish. We see that he understood the Sugyo is speaking about a person who's not dead yet. That he was already on the way to being dead, he was a Goisis, but he was not dead yet, there was not a Yitzias Neshama. And nevertheless, Ula felt that it's permissible to tell this person to Parle Beis HaShchita, to finish it off. Or in other words, that we see from Ula that at least in certain circumstances, that kiruv miso, the bringing a person from a state of goises to a state of being dead, is not called retzach. It's not called murder. Because if it would be called murder, then by no means could Ula have helped somebody with the performance of murder. And the question is that how could such a thing be? That is it really true that kiruv miso is not murder? So there's another Gemara that is relevant to this shaila of kiruv miso, and that is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara, it's a famous Gemara, it's speaking about the death of Kiddush Hashem of Reb Chinin ben Chadion. That Reb Chinin ben Chadion, so he was burned together with the Sefer Torah, and his Talmidim asked him, the Rebbe, what do you see? And he said his famous statement that I see Gilyon Nisrafin, I see that the parchment is burning, the Oisir is Parchas, and the letters of the Torah, they're flowing up to Shemayim. So there's two interesting points in this Gemara that have to do with the sugya of Kiruv Misa. One is that his Tamidim, Reb Chinin ben Chadion's Tamidim, so he told him, Afata Psach Picha V'tikonis Picha Eish. So he said, why don't you open up your mouth in order that the fire should bring your death more quickly? Amar Lahen, so Reb Chinin ben Chadion didn't want to. Why not? Mutov shiitlena mishanosna ve'al yechabel hu ba'atzmei. that it's better that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmai should take away my neshama, and I don't want to be choyvel Be'atzmi. So from this statement in the Gemara, Ubi Mashma, that Kiruv Misa is prohibited, that the Kiruv Misa is comparable to murder. But what's interesting is the Hemshech of the Gemara. Amar Loi Klatz Tniri, the executioner, So he said to Rabbi, if I make the fire very big, and I take the Sveikin Shotzemer, the pieces of wool which were wet, which were causing him to delay his death, if I take it from your heart, so in this chus, will you bring me to Olam Haba? Amar Loi Hein, Hashbali Nishbali. He said he took a shvuah that he's going to bring him to Olam Haba. Miad hirba b'shahus v'natal svoikin mial shotzemer mial liboy yotzasan nishmasoi b'mehira afu kafatz v'nafal atzoicha or. And so this executioner, so he also jumped into the fire. Yotzas abaskol v'yomer Rebbe v'bechinin b'chadion v'lekatz tanuri mizumonin hein l'chayi ha'olam haba. That, and on this bochor Rebbe v'yomer yesh koina olama b'sha'achas v'yesh koina olama b'kamashonim. So we see from this Gemara that the Klatz Tanuri, the executioner, so that Reb Chanina ben Chadyon promised him that if he takes the tzemer from the heart and if he makes a bigger fire, then he was going to be mezuman l'chayol amaba. And we see the taka, that the maskana of the story was that Yatsa Sabasko v'yamra, that because he did this, he was muchan l'chayol amaba. So it's mistaber to say that if such an act would be considered retzach, would be considered murder, that it's mistaber that such an act would not bring a person to Chayei HaOlam Haba. So from the fact that the end of the story, the maskana is that because of this action, he was zeicha to Olam Haba, it's mistaber that we see from there that it's not considered Retzach. And the question is that if it's not considered Retzach, then why Be'emes did Reb Chanina ben Chadyon not want to do it himself? So it seems that the Ikar is really like the second Nukuda. That from the fact that the executioner was zeicha l'Chayei HaOlam Haba, that is Be'emes Araya Gemura, that such an act is not considered Retzach. And nevertheless, when Reb Chanina ben Chadyon didn't want to do it himself, so that wasn't because of the chshash of Ma'abid Atzmo L'das, but rather it was a Midos Chasidus. And the Emes is, it's Meduyik that it's only a Midos Chasidus, from the fact that he says Mutov, she hu noito be'atzmoi, that from the Lashon Mutov it's Mashmo, that it's only out of a Midos Chasidus, and it's not Me'ikir Hadin. So we have that from our sugyo, according to the Rosh, it's mashma that kiruv misa is not considered retzach, and similarly from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutches with Reb Chanina ben Chadyon, it's also mashma that kiruv misa is not considered retzach. The question is that this question that Reb Nasha Klein deals with in Mishnah Halachos Chelak Zayin Simen Resh Pei Beis, that the halacha is a yadua that is brought down in Yordea Simen Shilam Ates from the Maseches Machos, that a goisis is kechai l'chol dvarav, v'hanogea boy k'shofech domim. That if a person is chas v'shalom a goisis, and he's on the way to dying, so the halacha is clearly that it's forbidden for anybody to do anything whatsoever, that it's even usher to touch him, because if by touching him you might cause him to die early, and if you cause him to die early, hareizu k'shofech domim. That is considered that you murdered him. So from this it would seem the opposite, that kiruv misa is comparable to retzach. So how does this Maseches Machos, which is paskan lahalacha, stem with our sugya and the sugya in Avodah Zarah, that from them it's mashma that it's not considered retzach? So that Rabbi Nasha Klein is mechalek a very clear chiluk, and the Achronim bring down that the same chiluk was said by the Yofel Lev, that there's a chiluk between a goyseis bidei shamayim and a goyseis bidei adam. Dehainu, that the halacha in Yeridaya Shilam Ateres, that a person who's nagea and a goises is k'shefech domim, that's speaking about a person who's a goises bidei shemaim, that he's terminally ill, but there was no human act that was done upon him which is causing him to die. But rather, the reason why he's going to be dying is because of a machla that he has, because of a disease, something bidei shemaim. Whereas, that our halacha, that both in our sugya, that the Ben Chuzai killed his friend, or in the sugya of in Avodah Zarah, that the executioner did a maisa ritzicha to Reb Chanina ben Chadyon, so in those cases, goyses bidei adam, so over there, it's not considered retzach. that we could say that when there's already a Maise Adam, that there's already a Ritzicha, so Ein Ritzicha Chala Ritzicha. Whereas, if the reason why he's dying is because of a machla, is only because of a disease that he has, then it's mischadish in the maisa that you do, that you're the first one adding human hands into this story, and that does have mashmais of retzach. Now, to be masbid this chilek, we could say that when there is a maisa, ben maisa adam, which is done to a person, then we look at all the toitzois, everything that is going to come out of this maisa, we look at all of those toitzois as if they were already here. And therefore, when there was a Maise Adam done to the person, so if because of this Maise, the person is about to die, so we look at the person as if he's already dead. Whereas, if it's a Goyis, Bidei Shemayim, if there was no human act that was done to him, then whatever came, came. Whatever didn't come yet, didn't come yet. There is no reason to say that we already look at what it's going to happen as if it's already here, because there was no Maise which was done to the person. So al kapanim, so we see that there's a chiluk between a goyses bidei adam and a goyses bidei shemayim. That goyses bidei shemayim is a retzach gomer, whereas a goyses bidei adam, so it's not retzach gomer, and therefore there's kulus. For instance, like the Rosh says that because he didn't want him to suffer, kadesh yimahir lamus. Therefore, it was permissible for the ben chuzai to do kiruv misa to his friend, and therefore it was permissible for the executioner of Reb Chanan ben Chajon also to be makarev his misa. So now, until now, we've dealt with the second opinion of the Rosh, that the reason why it was permissible for Ula to tell the ben mechuzah to be proud of Beis HaShechita is in order that he would be yimahir lamois, that he wouldn't have so much pain. But there's also a first reason, which is really the reason that Rabbi Yochanan focused on, and that is because of Hatzalus Nefashos. Because he was scared of losing his own life, he was scared that the ben mechuzah would, in turn, shecht Ula. So because he wanted to save his own life, so therefore it was permissible for him to tell him to kill, to finish killing his friend, the other ben mechuzah. And so this question, the Rav Shlomo Zalman deals with in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Simen Pei Vav, and that is it in fact permissible for me to take away the Chaye Shah of my friend in order to save my own Chaye Olam? Or in other words, that over here, Ula felt that his life was entirely in danger. And in order to save his own life, his Chaye Netzach, so he decided to take away, in a way, the Chaye Shah of the other Ben Mechuzah. So is such a thing permitted? So Rav Shlomo Zalman is mitzayin that there's a similar halacha in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Vav. The Minchas Chinuch over there is discussing the famous Mishnah in Shumas, that the Mishnah tells us that if somebody comes on a group of people and says that either give us one of the people that we want to, and we will kill him, or else we're going to kill all of you. So the Mishnah says this famous line, Yamusu Kulam V'ayimsiru Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael, that the halacha is that they all have to give up their lives, and it's forbidden for them to actively give one of these people in order to be killed. So on this Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch comments that this halacha is only true if all of the people are healthy people. However, if one of the people in that is in this sakana is a trefa, that he is certainly not going to live for 12 months. So in such a case, says the Minchas Chinuch, so it is permissible and in turn obligatory on the people to give over this trefa in order to save everybody else's life. So too over here, it seems that because this trefa only has Chaye Shah, he does not have Chaye Netzach, therefore it is permitted to give up somebody else's Chaye Shah in order to save other people's Chaye Netzach. Now, the reason why Shlomo Zalman is interested in this question is because he's dealing there with the halacha of heart transplants. What's happening with a heart transplant? So generally speaking, when a person wants to do a heart transplant, so they're taking it from a person who's terminally ill and that he doesn't have chai netzach anymore, he only has chai shah, and it's important for them to take the heart out of the live body, because after the person is not alive anymore, then his heart cannot be transplanted into the other person. And the question is, that would it be permissible in the case that we know that we're going to save the life of the person who's getting the transplant, is it permissible to take this heart away from the other person, even though he's still alive, because he only has Chaye Shah, and maybe it is permissible to take away one person's Chaye Shah in order to save a different person's Chaye Netzach. So Shlomo Zalman says that chas v'shalom, that there is no connection between this halacha of heart transplant, which according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is completely forbidden, to our Gemara, that it seems that it is permissible to give up somebody else's chayei isha in order to save chayei netzach. What's the difference? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that the difference is that the only time that is permissible for a person to say that this life is better than that life because this is chayei olam and this is chayei isha, that's only when there's something which is bringing these two lives together. There was some sakana that is being masakin both of these two lives, and because there's one thing which is bringing these two things together, so we say that we have dini hatzala, that the chi of hatzala is on the chayei olam and not on the chayei isha. However, that if there's no particular sakana that is going on these two things at the same time. For example, in our case, so we have this Ben Chuzoy. This Ben Chuzoy, so he is a person who is Masukun, and his existence is endangering the life of Ula, and the way for Ula to save his life is to tell him to be Prale Beis HaShechita. Or, in the case of the Minchas Chinuch, so we have this Ratzeach, that the Ratzeach is saying that I am endangering all of your lives, and the way for you to save your lives is if you give over this shefa. But in both of the cases, there's a matziv that is putting together the life of the person with the chayei isha and the person with the chayei olam, and therefore, because the situation puts them together, therefore it's chal nas dini hatzala, that the din hatzala is chal on the chayei olam. However, says Rosh Hashanah Zaman, hayala al das, that if I have an idea to save somebody's chayei olam, that I can go and decide out of my own free will to kill somebody who has chayei isha, just because this chayei isha is going to save somebody else, chas v'shalom, that I can come and be mechadesh the misa on this chayei isha. The only time that is permitted to take away somebody's chayei isha in order to save chayei olam is only when there is a particular situation which al karchenu puts the two situations, put these two lives together, that we have to pick either this one or that one. But if I, out of my own volition, am putting these two together, said, hey, I have a great idea. If I take away this chayei isha, that will save somebody else's chayei olam. In such a case, that's not called hatzala, that's called retzach, says Rosh Hashanah Zaman. And therefore, it's completely forbidden to do a heart transplant, because over there, there's no one maise which puts together, which makes a tzliya between the person who's donating the heart and the person who is receiving the heart. Because there's no connection between these two people, therefore there is no halacha of dinei hatzala, but rather it's complete retzach to take away from the donor. Now, the next topic that we have to deal with is in the sugya is the problem which Ula was worried about. Now, the lashon of the Gemara is that Ula's problems was that he was machzik yidei ovir avera. Now, elsewhere in Shas, we have a different wording for this problem, and that is to tell somebody that he's really doing something wrong, that he's doing the right thing. We call that chanufa. The Gemara says in Seita Daf Mem Aleph that there's an Isser Gomer to do chanufa. The Gemara says that kol she adam sheish po chanufa afilu ubrim shme iman mekalin oisoi. It says that kasa chanufim is one of the people who are not mekabel pnei hashchina. It's kol adam sheish po chanufa noifel begehenim. And it brings a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Hoy ha'omim l'ra toiv v'la toiv ra. That this pasuk is speaking about a machnev, a person that says on the toiv that it's really ra, he is called a machnev, and he is one who gets all of these klalos that the Gemara speaks about. So Tosis, over there, in Seita Daf Mem Aleph Beis, so he says, yesh l'farish, that one could argue, shaloi b'makom sakona, that everything that the Gemara speaks about, that is also tadu chanufa, that's only when there's no pikuach nefesh. Aval b'makom sakona, mutter. Kiahud perak arba nedarim, he brings our sugyo, ula oza la arad Yisrael, lavu bahade tre b'nei chuzai, komchad shachti l'chavei, amale uda yevus avdi, amale inu parli beis ha-shchita, kiyosu la kmeder abyochna, amale duma chas v'sholem, achas kesile v'avera, amale yochadi navtach chitzalto. So he brings our Gemara, and he proves from our Gemara that even though there is a severe iser of iser chanufa, however, says Taisviz, that b'makom sakana, that a person is not obligated not to be over the Isra Chanufa. The Chavetz Chaim in the Lavin, Lav Tez Zayin, so he speaks about the Isra Chanufa. He points out that the Shitas Hare'im is that the Isra of Chanufa is the Lav Doraisa, and because from the Pasuk of Velosa Chanifo Es Ha'aretz, and in Bermarim Chaim, he brings an interesting thing from the Rebbeinu Yonah, The Rebbeinu Yonah is in Shari Tshuva, Chelek Gimel, Ois Kuf Peiches, that the Rebbeinu Yonah argues on Tosfos. The Rebbeinu Yonah says as follows: V'chayev ha'adam limser atzmai l'sakono ve'al yasi as nafshay avoin ashma kazois. V'amar Rabbi Seinu alinin agripos she'akore b'toyra. So the Rebbeinu Yonah brings a raya to the fact that the Isra Chanufa is be'emes yahar v'al yavar from the Gemara in Zayt Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. That the Gemara speaks about agripos. U'kishgi al pasuk zeh leisucha lase salacha ish nochri zolgu einav demayis. That when Agrippas Hamelech, who was not from Shevet Yehuda, that when he got to this pasuk, that he started crying. He felt guilty about the fact that he took the melucha shalei kedin. V'yamulai, the chachamim at that time said, achinu ata, that they tried to calm him down, and they said that don't worry, you're our brother. The Gemara says, ba'is ashah nischayvu sanem sheyisal klaya shechonfu lo le'Agrippas. So the Rebbeinu Yonah brings raya from this Gemara, from the Gemara by Agrippas Hamelech, that the Isra Chanufa is Yehareg Val Yavar. What's the raya? It seems like the raya is that why be'emes did the Chachamim say Achinu Ata? Why did they feel the need to be mechanef Agrippas Hamelech? It would seem that the reason is because they felt that if they wouldn't say it, then they might be killed. Then their life was actually in danger, and that is why they said it. And nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that nischayvu sanem sheyisrael klaya b'ayis hashah, that they were nanash, they were nischayv lefachos einish on the fact that they did nisr chanufa. And from this we see, says the Chavetz Chaim, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that the isr chanufa is be'emes yehareg v'al yavar, and a person is chayiv to be meiser nefesh, not to be over on the Isra Chanufa. And the Chavetz Chaim says that this Rebbeinu Yonah is not like our Tosfos, that it seems that there's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rebbeinu Yonah if the Isra Chanufa is Yehareg Val Yavar. The raya for Tosfos is our sugya, and the raya for Rebbeinu Yonah is the sugya of Agrippas HaMelech. So we have to understand why exactly each opinion disagrees with the rayas of the other opinion. That, first of all, why does the Rebbeinu Yonah not impressed with our sugya? In our sugya, we see that Chanufa is not Yehareg Val Yavar, and that's why Rabbi Yonah tells him Nafshach Itzalta. So it would seem that the emes is the Gemara itself is mashmeh, that over here is not speaking about an Isra Chanufa. Haray, the whole lashon of the Gemara is Machzik Yidei Oyver Avera. The mashmeis of Gemara is not that there's an Isra Chanufa here, but rather a different Isra of Machzik Yidei Oyver Avera. Why is this? We'll see soon. Now, why is it that Tosfos wasn't impressed with the raya of the Rebbeinu Yonah, that we see from the story of Agrippas HaMelech that even though that their lives were in danger, that nevertheless they were in Eschayev Klaya? Very simple. That who said be'emes that it was so pashut that their lives were in danger? L'maisi, he was crying. Why was he crying? Because he felt guilty. Why was he feeling guilty? Because he was feeling more religious. He was feeling closer to Hashem. Why is that a reason that he would come and kill the Chachamim? That it's very possible that there was no need for them to tell him Achinu Ata, and even though there was no need, even though there was no sakana, nevertheless they were mechanefim, and therefore even though a person is not obligated to be meiser nefesh on the Isra Chanufa, nevertheless, over there, there was also for them to do chonuf because there was no sakanas nefashos. Now, there's a big question on the sugya that Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, and that is, what is the havmina of Tosfos that there should be Yehareg Val Yavar on the Isra Chanufa? Now, Reb Moshe doesn't speak about the Rebbeinu Yonah, but his kasha is shver b'kevel kaflayim at the Rebbeinu Yonah. How could it be lemaisa that there's an iser chanufa, that the iser yehareg val yavar on the iser chanufa? Moreover, it's important to point out that the Chofetz Chaim, even though he's aware of the fact that there's a machlokes between the Rebbeinu Yonah and the Tosfos, he paskins like Rebbeinu Yonah, and the Chofetz Chaim is soisim in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim that the iser chanufa is yehareg val yavar. Now, the Ramesha can be found in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Simen Nun Aleph. Ramesha there was asked about a certain doctor that was close to the Jewish community, but even though, Chas V'Shalom, this doctor was not at all religious and he married a non-Jew. And the question was that every once in a while, this doctor who did important things for the community would come to Shul, and the leaders of the community wanted to give some kibbutz to this doctor. The example that they gave was that they wanted to allow him to get psicha, to open up the Aron before Kriyas HaTorah. So Rav Moshe there speaks about that first of all, that it's correct that you cannot give him an aliyah because he doesn't believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu or in the Torah, so it's forbidden to answer Amen to his brachas, and it's forbidden to be yotze with his brachas. And the question is only about giving him a kibud like psicha. And what is the question? The question, if it's mutter to give him psicha, is maybe that considered chanufa. Why is it ish chanufa? Because to show somebody that's doing the wrong thing, that we like you, we think you're great, maybe that's called being oimer lara toiv. So Ramesha, he brings our Tosfos, and he says that and once again, the Tosfos says, efshar loimer, that there's no chiyuv yahar v'yavar, the b'mokom sakana, there is no isra chanufa. And he asks, like we said, what is the havamin of Tosfos? Why should Tosfos even have to speak out that there is no yahar v'yavar by the isra chanufa? And to answer this question, Ramesha brings a famous comment of the Yamshul Shlomo, which is a comment on the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara tells us in Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches that Tanu Rabbanan, Ukvar Shalchu Malchus Roimi Shnei Sardiotis Eitzel Chachmi Yisrael Limdunu Taraschem, that the Romans asked the Chachmi Yisrael, teach us the Torah. So they taught in the Torah. It says Karu Vashana Vashalshu B'Shas Pti Rasan Amru Lehen Diktaknu B'Chol Taraschem Ve'Emes Hu Chutz Midav Raze She'atim Oimim Shor She'Yisrael She'Nagach Shor She'Knayni Potter, Shoknayn Ishnagar Sharsha Yisrael, Ben Tam Ben Muad, Mishalim Ezek Shalim. So they had a problem with this halacha that there's a difference between a Shor Yisrael and a Shor of a Goy, Legabe Hilchas Nazikin. And the Yamshul Shalom asked a question that Hare it's Pashut, that if the Malchus Remi is going to not like what it says in the Torah, then there is certainly Sakanas Nefashos. Therefore, why, asked the Yamshul Shlomo, didn't he just forget about this halacha? Why did he have to tell him this halacha? So the Yamshul Shlomo says, his famous comment, that there's such a thing as an iser ziyuf ha-Torah, that to be mezayif the Torah, if someone asks you, what does the Torah have to say about any particular subject? So to tell him anything different than the whole truth is considered a koifer ba-Torah. And because it's a koifer ba-Torah, so then it's be-iser yaharik val-yavar. That is the chiddush of the Yamshul Shlomo in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Ches. Now, back to our sugya, Ramesha says that because that there's an iser, yahar v'yavar, and ziyuf ha-Torah, because it constitutes koifer b'Torah, therefore, says Ramesha, that in some situations, that if you tell a person who's doing bad that he's doing good, that's considered koifer b'Torah. That's considered being mezayif the Torah, to say that I, who represent Judaism, who represent the Torah, am telling you that yes, what you're doing is perfectly fine. Ramesha goes on to explain that this is the case in all of the cases that the Gemara considers in Isra Chanufa, that the Gemara is speaking about cases that the mashmais of the Chanufa is that the halacha is really not that what you're doing is wrong, but rather, according to the halacha, what you're doing is okay. This is certainly the case in the Isra of Agrippa HaMelech, that they told him Achinu Ata, that they were saying that it's okay, that according to the halacha, that it's not so bad that you're a king. Now, so for Ramesha's purposes, he was trying to say that therefore there's nothing wrong with being mechabit this person who married a non-Jew with psicha. Because just because you mechabit him to give psicha, that doesn't mean that we're saying that it's okay to marry a non-Jew. That it's just saying that we like you and we appreciate what you do. Now, we asked the question, why is it that the Rabbi Yonah is not impressed with the Gemara by us? And we said that the emes is that it's mashmi in the Gemara itself. Not like Tosfos, that there's no Isra Chanufa, because the Gemara is only handling the Isra of Machzik Yedei Avera. So it could be that the case in our sugya is that it's Pashut that this Ratzeach, he knows that he's doing Ratzicha, that there's no Shaila if the Torah is Mata Ratzicha or not. Rather, what was he doing? He was trying to be Mzalza. He was just saying that, no, Rabbi, what do you say about what I'm doing? What does he really mean to say? He means, let's see if you have anything to do about it. So what did Ula say? He says, you did great. What did he mean to say? That there's nothing I can do, but that's okay. So in other words, there was no shakla v'taya here about what is Ratzon HaTorah. Both the Ratzeach and Ula knew that the Torah asks is Ratzicha, and there was no connotation of the fact that you said that probably based on Shechita, that he's trying to say that the Torah is Matar Ratzicha. And therefore, because there's no connotation of Ziyuf HaTorah, therefore our sugya has nothing to do with the Isra Chanufa, and that is why the Gemara only speaks about the Isra of Machzik Kitei Oyver Aver. So to summarize, we have a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rebbeinu Yonah. If the Isra Chanufa is Yaharik Val Yavor, the Tosfos brings Raya from our sugya, but the Rebbeinu Yonah learned that our sugya is not handling the Isra Chanufa. Why is that? Because of Reb Moshe, that the only time that there's an Isra Chanufa is only when the Shaykh Ziyuv HaTorah, that the Ha'omer Lera Toiv Mamish. And the last point is that the Chavetz Chaim passed like Rebbeinu Yonah, the Halacha L'maiseh, the Isra of Chanufa, once again, in a tzir of Ziyaf HaTorah, is Be'emes Yeharag V'Yavar. Okay, it's getting a little bit late, so everybody should put on their seatbelts. The Gemara tells us on Amud Beis, Omar Vada B'Reb Chanina Il Molei Chodo Yisrael Lo Nitan Lehem Ela Chamishuchem Shei Torah V'Sefer Yeshua Bilvad She'erka Shal Eretz Yisrael Hu. My Taima Ki B'Reb Chochma Rav Kas. So the Mashmaya of the Gemara is that Be'emes, there was no necessity to have the rest of the Nevi'im Ksuvim, only Sefer Yeshua. But rather, the only reason why we have Nevi'im Ksuvim is only because of learning Musar, because we did Chatayim. So this is the time to ask ourselves that what is Be'emes the status of Nach? Now, everybody knows that in yeshivas, so they aren't so keen on learning Nach. Whether or not that's a proper thing or not is really what we're trying to deal with right now. That is it really such a mitzvah of learning Nevi'im Ksuvim? So there's a fascinating thing. In the Taz, in Simen Reish Mem Hei, in Yeredeya, so the Mechaber over there brings the Lashon Rabbim. The Mechaber in Sivvav writes that the minhag is to hire somebody to teach the kids Torah, ad sheyikra Torah shebeksav kula. So the Taz over there says that the Mechaber is really the Lashon HaRambam, that it's Mevor in the Rambam, that the chiyav is to teach a person's son that the entire Tanakh. So he writes that this is not like the Mashmais of Rashi in Kiddushin. Because Rashi in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed, the Gemara over there says that the person is obligated to teach his son Torah. So Rashi writes that Dafka Chumash V'loy Nevi'im Uksuvim, that the Mashmais of Rashi is that the obligation of a father is only to teach his son, and he's not obligated to teach his son Nevi'im Uksuvim. So I recommend looking at the Rashi over there because it's not so clear what Rashi is going on. It could be that Emes, it's not the Mashmais of Rashi there. It's not clear on which sugya the Rashi is speaking about. Akopanim, that's what the Taz learns, that it's Mavur and Rashi, that a person is not obligated to teach his son Torah, only Chumash, and not Nevi'im Uksuvim. Ramesha, in Dibros Meisha and Kiddushin, Simen Mem Dalad, so he speaks about this Machlekes, and he tainas that Avada, there's no tzad to say that there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah on Nach, but rather what it means is that if you teach your son Chumash, then he'll be able to understand the rest of Nach himself. He'll be able to learn it on his own, and therefore there's no obligation to teach him. So according to Ramesha Be'emes, it has nothing to do with our sugya. What's interesting to note is that in the Torah Tamima, in Devarim, Perakei, Ois Yudalid, so he's Mitzayin, and our Gemara, so he's Mitzayin, a similar Gemara, in the Yerushalmi and Megillah, Perak Aleph Halacha Hei. That what's it say in the Yerushalmi? It says in the Yerushalmi that La'asad Lavoi, the Nach is going to be Mizbatel, except for Megillah Esther, that because it says Vezuchah LaYosef Mizara, but the rest of Nach is going to be Mizbatel La'asad Lavoi. Why? Seemingly for the same reason as it says in our sugya, because the entire purpose of Nach is the concept of Musar, because Ilmali L'chatu, so La'asad Lavoi, that there won't be a need for such a thing, so Be'emes is going to be Mizbatel. Now, in the Yerushalmi, we see a Reis HaChiddush that the Lemaise, the Nach is going to be Mizbatel. And that seems to say something much more than we've been saying until now. Because everybody understands that to be called Torah, you have to be something which is Nitzchi. That the definition of Torah is something which always was and always will be. So if the Yerushalmi is telling us that Nach is something which won't always be, and seemingly from our sugya, that it wasn't always, but rather it was only because of the chet that it was necessary to become part of Torah Shebiksav. So that would seem to say that it's not the same madrega of Torah, because it's felt in the nitzchius of the Torah. So whether or not this is the hesber of the minhag yeshivas that we aren't so oisek in Nach, I don't know. Whether or not Be'emes, that everything we're saying now is true at all, I don't know. It could be that really there's a machlokes about the Yerushalmi about this, I don't know. But al kol panim, it's a very interesting thing that we see both from our sugya and from the Yerushalmi that Nach is a little bit different than the rest of Torah. Okay, the last thing I want to speak about today is the sugya of the Gemara of Niskokin Lelukei Yisrael. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, if Niskokin Lelukei Yisrael, the maskanas HaGemara is that Niskokin Lelukei Yisrael, that it's permitted to be matter shvuas as well as in darim afilu a shvua b'shem. Now, why was there a tzad in the Gemara of ein yiskokin lelukei Yisrael? The pashtus in the Gemara is because a shvua is more chomer than a neder. This can be found mefurish in the Mordechai in Shvuas, that in the third perek, Tav Shin Nun Ches, towards the end, so he writes mefurish that the reason why there was a tzad of ein yiskokin lelukei Yisrael is because of ein shoy meruba, because a shvua is more chomer. What does it mean that a shvua is more chomer? That because a shvua is more chomer than a neder, therefore Chazal didn't want a person to have the opportunity to be matarit, because if a person knows that he's able to be matarit, then he's going to come to Kalas Rosh. Now, even though we paskin that nizkakan l'dekai Yisrael, but the Ran Bayas brings from the Ga'inim that there's a minig not to be nizkakan l'dekai Yisrael unless there's a special mitzvah, unless there's a special yetzim naklal reason. Why is this? For the same reason, pashtus, because Shvuah is more chomer than neder, and therefore they didn't want people to be noig b'kalas Rosh with shvuahs because ein shem meruba. Now, the Chasam Sofer, earlier in this Gemara, in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, so he has a different approach in this whole thing. So the Gemara over there, so there's two Girsayis in the Gemara. That the Girsa that we have is, the Tana li'olam tehei rogil al tehei rogil b'nedarim, shesoivcha limol b'shvus. So it says in our Girsa that a person should be careful with nedarim, because if he's not careful about nedarim, he might at the end end up being moel b'shvus. So from our Girsa, it would seem like the Gemara is saying the shvus is more chamer than nedarim. So that stems very well with what we just brought from the Mordechai. Now, but if you look on the side of the Gemara, so it says there's a different Girsa that shesoivcha limol b'nedarim. Now, according to this Girsa, so the Gemara is not comparing a shvuah to a neder, but rather it's just saying that a person shouldn't take a neder, because if he takes neders a lot, at the end he's going to mess up with his neder. So according to this Gersa, so there's no raya from the Gemara that a shvuah is more chamar than a neder. So the Chasam Sofer says that he really likes this Gersa better. Why? Because, says the Chasam Sofer, the emes is farkert, that the emes is that a neder is more chamar than a shvuah. What's his raya? Kide'isa b'Ramban reish parshas matos. That if you look in the Ramban, so we'll see what the Chasam Sofer saw there, that a neder is more chamer than a shvuah, and we'll see about that nukura later on. Now, says the Chasam Sofer that if a be'emes that a neder is more chamer than a shvuah, so why in our Gemara does it sound like there's a reason that the Einis Kakan and the Kaisel, that and the Minig of the Goinim, that Lemaisa we do it, that we're more machmir not to be matter shvuas than Nadarim? If we just said that Nadarim is more chamer than shvuas, it should be the opposite. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's not because a shvuah is more chamer than neder, but rather there's a different problem. And that is that there's a difference between shvuah and neder, legabe shvuas shav. That there's no isser of making a neder shav, but there's an isser of making a shvuas shav. Says the Chasam Sofer that if I matter the shvuah, so iglai milsa l'mafreya, that the shvuah that I made had no mashmais, had no chalais iser, and iglai milsa l'mafreya, there was a shvuah shav. And because ayidei the heter hashvuah, I'm turning the shvuah into a shvuah shav, that's why there's a tzad in the Gemara and a meigel l'maise not to be matter the shvuah, because you're turning it into a shvuah shav. Now, what's the problem with this chiddush of the Chasam Sofer? Because there's a chiddush that Rav Shlomo Zalman explained, and that is that there's a halacha, everybody knows, that a person is mafrish trumas or maestris, so it's possible for a person to be shoyal and is hafrashas trumas or maestris. Fragt Rav Shlomo Zalman, how is it permitted for a person to be shoyal and is hafrashas trumas or maestris? Hare, when he was mafrish trumas or maestris, so he said a bracha, that if he's being matir, the hafrashas truma, the iglai musal mafreya, that the hafrasha was not a hafrasha, so iglai l'mosel mafreya, that his bracha was not a bracha. If that's the case, when a person is being shoyal on his hafrasha shumas shumayshas, he's turning his bracha into a bracha levatala. So how, asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, is it permitted for a person to be shoyal on hafrasha shumas shumayshas? Answered Rav Shlomo Zalman, a yisoid gadol, that the yisoid of bracha levatala was only said b'shas maise. If b'shas maise, that my bracha had mashmais, and only later on, because of Iglai Muslim Afreya, it turned out that the bracha turned into a bracha levatala, that's not an issur bracha levatala. Why is that? Because b'sha that I said the bracha, it wasn't levatala. That the issur bracha levatala is totally b'sha's bitais v'sayim. It doesn't matter if at the end of the day there's a chalais or not. Shlomo Zalman used this yisoid to explain a different halacha, and that is that everybody knows that if a person forgets for Saint Halamatar, so he has to go back, and that even if he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And so Shlomo Zalman asked, how is it permitted, how could Chazal be metakin that a person is going to go back to Baruch Aleinu? Haray, if he goes back to Baruch Aleinu, so then he's making all of the brachas that he said in between, Tekab Shefer, Hashiva Shavtenu, he's having two of those brachas. Now, there's no such thing as having two Tekab HaShofar is in Yishmona Esrei. So Al Karchach, when I'm making the second one, I'm turning the first one into a bracha levatala. So how could Chazal be metakin that I should make my Yishmona Esrei into a Yishmona Esrei that has brachas levatala? Haray, I'm being growing brachas levatala. answered Rabbi Shlomo Zalman the same thing, because at the moment that I said the first Tzkab HaShofar, it was in fact necessary, even though Lemafreya, it's going to come out that the first Tzkab HaShofar was unnecessary and it's in fact Levatola. Nevertheless, there's no Isser to cause it to be Levatola, because that's not the Isser of Rachel Vatola, because Rachel Vatola is only Tolei B'Shas Maise. Now, back to the Chasam Sofer's Raya. So we said that the reason why the Chasam Sofer was Nidchak to say this whole backwards pshat is because he has a raya from the Rabban Parshas Matis. What's it say in the Rabban Parshas Matis? So he says over there, he brings from the Sifri. He says, Ukvar ramzu chachomim tam hadavar b'sifri, ma hefrish bein nedarim l'shvus, bein nedarim k'noider b'chayi ha-melech b'shvus k'nishba b'melech atzmai. That he says, that what's the difference between a neder and a shvua? That a neder is b'chayi ha-melech, and a shvua is b'melech atzmai. So later on, he explains that what does it mean? That the shvua is milashon sheva, and that is the sheva spheres, and the neder is bitvuna. Why is it bitvuna? So the mefarshim masber that the nun of the word neder is a reference to the nun sharabina. So he says that the tvuna is reishis darkoi kodom mifalov. So that's what he says. Nimsa shenedarim al gabei toira oilim, and because it's kodom mifalov, it's before the poilim of the Sheva Spheres, therefore it's on a higher level. Ulefikach chalim al devar mitzvah k'dvar rashus. Because the side of a neder is really higher than the Torah, so therefore a neder is chal on ala mitzvahs. So the Chasam Sofer understood from this Ramban that the Ramban is trying to say that a neder is really more chomer than a shvur. Meaning that because the Ramban says that the side of a neder is from a more lofty place and that than a shvua, and therefore it's chal even on the Torah, so hu adin that it's also more chomer. That lanias daiti, you could be doiche, that it doesn't say anywhere in the Ramban that a neder is more chomer than a shvua. Just because neder comes from a more lofty place does not necessarily mean that it's more chomer. That the lashon of the Sifri that the Ramban brings is that a neder is b'chaye hamelech and a shvua is b'melech atzmai. What does that mean, b'chaye hamelech? That it's speaking in a mashal, but in the mashal, what it means is that the neder is a reference to the thing that gives life to the king, meaning the energy that is mechaya the king, whereas the shvua is a reference to the king himself. So if a person has two options, either to be mevaze the energy of the king, or to be mevaze the king himself, what's more chomer? Havyomer, that to be mevaze the king himself is more chomer. That even though the energy that's mechaya the king is a more lofty thing, but lemaise, that it's not the king. What's more chomer is to be mevaze the king, and therefore, halacha lemaise, it's more chomer to be over shvuas kemavur in the Mordechai, and nevertheless, that the makor of a neder is from a more lofty place, and therefore it's chal on the Torah. A kapanim to summarize, so the Gemara has a tzad of Ein Nizkakim L'Elokei Yisrael, and we have two mahalchim to explain why this is, that first of all, in the tzad in the Gemara, which we don't pass in like, and also in the minig of the Goinim. First of all, the opinion of the Chasam Sefer, that because Ayidei being Matarit, you're lemafreya turning it into a Shvua Shav, and the other Mahalach of the Mordechai in Shvuas, that Shvuas, a Shvua is more Chomer than a Neder, because Ein Shei Chomer, and therefore we didn't want people to have Kalos Reis b'Shvuas. Now, if we're speaking about the Ramban with the Hecher Inyanim of Neder and Shvua, so I want to be Maisif, after a little provocative question, and that is that the Gemara tells us on Amud Aleph, that kol ha-noider kilu banabama, the ha-makayimam kilu hikrav el ha-karban. Now, I want to ask you a question, that if every neder is a bad thing, and even after once a person did it, the person is obligated to try to get rid of it as soon as he can, why is it that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh this parsha of neder? Are you talking that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to make a parsha, that the whole inyan of the parsha is only to be machshel people, that the Hashem really doesn't want people to be making nedarim, but he says that if you do it, then it's very bad every second. That he should say that there should be a lav in the Torah to be neder. Why should he make a parsha of neder just to be machshel a person with this iser of kilu banabam? Now, I think that the correct answer to this question is that the side of the iser neder is not a parsha that the Torah is mechadish, but rather the parsha of nedarim is megale what is the koyach hadibur. The Hainu that we saw in the Ramban, the person who's making neder, he's being mishtamish in the Chaye HaMelech. What does it mean, B'Chaye HaMelech? So we know the Pasuk says in Bereishis, V'yipach bi'apov nishmas Chaim, Vahi Adam Lenefesh Chaya. What does it mean, Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chaim? Everybody knows from the Zohar that man de nofach mi dilei nofach, that the person's neshama is a chelek elokam imal. What does it mean, Vahi Adam Lenefesh Chaya? So everybody knows the Targum Unkel is the Ruach Memalala. Dahainu, that the Koyach Hadiba of a person comes from his neshama, and his neshama comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, a chelek elokam imal mamish. For this reason, if a person says that I want this thing to be Isser, also be Isser Cheftza, so he's being mishtamish in this Koyach of his neshama, and it's chal in Isser and this chavetz, and that's why in the Darim there's karnamos, there's an Isser me'ila, and there's no me'ila on Shavuos. Now, this is also masber, a different halacha, that same Mordechai in Shavuos says that the whole din of kol hanoida kilo banabama is only by neder, and it's not by Shavuah. What's the difference? Because only by neder is a person being mishtamish in the koyach of his koyach hadibor, because he's being mishtamish b'chaye hamelech, that as opposed to a shvua, that he's not saying, I want this to be usher, but rather, he's just making a statement that I'm not going to do such and such. Dehainu, that a person is making neder, he's being koveya metzias, he's using the koyach of his neshama elokis, as opposed to a shvua, that he's not.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.